A big part of life anywhere is the food, and in many Middle Eastern countries, such as Lebanon, the local diet is rich in olive oil. Doctors tell us that olive oil is good for us. It's a source of unsaturated fat, which can help lower cholesterol levels. The world's Aaron Schachter isn't thinking too much about the healthy aspects of olive oil. He's thinking, it tastes good. Aaron sent us this audio postcard from Beirut.
First of all, I got to be honest. I just cannot be objective about olive oil. I love the stuff. Between you and me, it's the real reason I stay in the Middle East. So when I saw that Beirut's annual hospitality and food show included an olive oil competition, I had to go and meet some real olive oil experts.
I am Hiyam Sinno.
Sinno heads the chemistry department at the Lebanese Agriculture Research Institute. And whatever there is to know about olive oil, she knows it. Like what extra virgin actually means.
It means its acidity is less than 0.8.
That's it. Extra virgin just has to do with acidity.
Classification has to do with the acidity. But now we have the organoleptic also.
The what?
Tasting and smelling.
Those scientists have crazy names for everything. That doesn't make them immune from old wives' tales.
We have an Arabic proverb which says, have a spoonful of olive oil in the morning and break the wall. Mala'at zayt wahed al-hayt. Break the wall. The importance of the olive oil for the health.
Makes you strong.
Makes you strong. To break a wall. Also, another importance is you can put it on your body if you have a rash.
Are you going to tell me what we call in the United States old wives' tales? Olive oil can cure anything. And if you're blind, rub olive oil.
It's too much.
No?
It's too much.
I did once use olive oil for a back rub, but that's probably more than you needed to know. So let's get back to the organoleptic part, shall we?
We have to warm it so that the aroma will come and we smell it. See? Would you taste it? Taste. Yes, taste. No, smell, okay? Taste. Don't swallow. Bring air inside. It's not acidic. It's peppery.
Oh, yeah, it's burning a little bit now.
This is the peppery taste. This is the peppery which I'm telling you about.
See, when I first came here, I thought that meant there was something wrong with the oil.
One of the other tasters points out that this olive oil also has hints of green tomato, a taste unique to Lebanon. The fact is that your average workaday olive oil in Lebanon is better than just about anything you can get in the U.S., as I confirmed when I visited the booth of the company Bulos.
I'm standing here with George Aboud from Bulos. I happen to love Bulos olive oil. It is sort of the standard oil that I get in the supermarket where I live.
Of course.
And it's not very expensive, and it tastes incredible, but it's cloudy. Americans won't have cloudy olive oil.
Yeah.
Why? What is the difference?
It's about culture. It's about how people are used to eat.
So change, you know, our culture. Please, I'm begging you.
It's not easy, and it's not a matter of days or years. It's about centuries, to change everything.
Well, I'm already hooked. But then again, perhaps I've just drunk the olive oil and can't really be an impartial critic. For the world, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.